So today, what I want to talk about, it's not the most, like, you know, happy subjects. It's a subject of relapse, but I want to talk today about what happens before relapse, which I call prelapse, which is the period of time before people drink. And this came up yesterday because I was doing a coaching call with someone who had recently begun again on day one. And as commonly happens, if someone asks, do you know what caused you to drink? They say, I don't know. I just felt like I had a drink in my hand. Like I just, something happened where it was in a flash of a second and there I am drinking. And then I'll say, but what happened before that? And what happened before that? And most of the time people are like, I don't know. You know what? I was fine. I had a good day. And then bam. But if we rewind the tape back 2 or 3 days, usually we'll find what I call prelapse, which is sort of an emotional state that comes on us that basically says, fuck it. And it says, fuck it, but not about drinking. It says it about something else. Like, I'm really overwhelmed with work. This is all too much. It's all too hard. And that overwhelmed feeling of, oh, there's so much laundry. My kid is vomiting again. There's so much to do. I have to drive my kids all over the place. And that feeling of overwhelm, which we've talked about before, but that feeling of overwhelm gets loaded and loaded. And then there's a place in your head that thinks, oh, this just isn't worth it. Like, why is this so hard? Why do I have to do this? And we may not realize that this is prelapse until 2 days later. And so what I have recognized is that we can see prelapse coming and we know when we're in it because we're having this feeling of overwhelm and exhaustion and mental fatigue, I think. I think mental fatigue of the variety of I'm just going to give this all up. This is just too hard. Now, sometimes that happens because we haven't had enough sleep. And so you get enough sleep and then the next day you're fine. And so it's not prelapse anymore because you've reset. And sometimes we get that feeling when we're legitimately sick or our kids are sick. And then when their kids are not sick, we feel better and it stops. It's what happens in the downward spiral where it doesn't even seem that it's about drinking.